All right. Episode 24, Brew Brothers Podcast. Episode 24.
What? Oh, don't get it.
Oh, no. What did Brew Boo?
What did Brew Boo? Is my mic working?
Oh, hold on. Go.
There we go. That's much better.
Go. Where we at? What did Brew Boo?
What did Brew Boo?
What did Brew Boo? Alan's a little hoarse there today, Alan, huh?
Yeah, I was feeling good all the way. And like the last few days, I've been feeling better.
Yeah.
It's just talking nonstop. And
it's going to be something else today.
Oh, I definitely sound like I've just reached an all new level of like.
That's all right.
Smoother voice, if you want to call that. Just rough and raw, dog.
Just be nice and mellow and smooth with it.
I don't even know if I'm going to pull off a sexy voice.
Get your Barry White voice on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's it. My first, my last, my everything. Oh. Yo, episode 24.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted, man. Don't get it twisted. Producer Paul is in the building. And I'm Shannon Shell, and that is...
I'm Alan Kirby drinking.
That's right, drinking some. What you drinking, Alan?
I love this vitamin water.
Your vitamin water's shit.
It's zero coconut lime. It's freaking good.
Oh, I love that's one of my favorites. Coconut lime.
It's bomb.
They got that. You can buy that. You can buy that over at. Sam's Club.
Yeah, and I don't have membership there, but I went to whatchamacallit, Simonson's.
Simonson's.
And I picked this up. That's always there. I freaking love it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, so anyway, episode 24, don't get it twisted. We got a guest today coming in, too. We'll introduce him in a second. Have a seat, gentlemen. There you go. Put some headphones on there, bud.
And you are tall in that chair.
Yeah. I feel tall. Yeah, he looks tall in that chair.
I would say if you want to sink down, you can.
Yeah. I don't know where it is. Where's the go-down thing there, Paul?
Here we go. I think I found it.
So, yeah, episode 24, guys. You made it to episode 24. Don't get it twisted. Man, there's a lot of things going on in this world right now. Hey, how about Mike Tyson and Jake Paul?
I thought that was a fucking gag, but I'm not mad. I saw it. I'm like, Mike Tyson's about to eat his fucking face.
Yeah, I don't know why he's doing it.
Although I know this is just a money grab.
Oh, it's a money grab.
I don't care. Grab. Tyson is going to hit him good, and Paul is going to feel kind of... what old 80s to 90s anger is like.
Lose?
I can't wait to see this 57-year-old fucking put the fucking shame to him, dude. It's going to be hilarious.
He'll be 58. He'll be 58 at that time.
Oh, really?
You have Jake Paul going against Iron Mike Tyson, who has on media calls said to anyone out in the media, like, I'm going to fucking eat your heart.
I'm giving it 45 seconds.
That motherfucker. Think
so? That scares the shit out of me.
He needs to get his goddamn ass kicked.
There he goes.
And because he's messing with Strickland, too. He's a fucking maggot.
But
he's,
even at 50, even at 56, like...
He's 57. He's going to be 58 when they fight.
I know, but a few years ago, you saw his video of him hitting the bag?
Yeah, he's still...
That power never left. That speed never left.
It's repetition, man.
I don't care. I'm not that amount of crazy to fight Tyson.
He's been doing it for so many years. I mean, you think Jake Paul's going to lose?
He fears no man, no person.
To Mike Tyson?
Yeah, you think Jake Paul's going to lose to Mike Tyson?
I don't know. He's closing in on 60 years old. I probably would lean, if I was going to throw money down on it, I'd probably lean Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Just because of he's got age on his side.
No doubt.
But he's going to eat some shit during that win if he gets the win.
The way I see this going is, like you said, it's a money grab. Either they already have it planned out. Yeah. They're going to try to go, three rounds or whatever.
Nah, it'd be like seven to ten.
Or that's what they think is going to go down, and then Tyson gets in the ring, and he's just like, Nah, the beast is coming back, and I'm just going to take this guy out in 45 seconds.
Well, Strickland wanted to fight him, too.
It's Sean Strickland, yeah.
Yeah, and even Dana White said, this is a different kind of human. Like, Strickland doesn't care. He'll step in, and whether you're sparring or not, it's actually a real fight first.
Yeah, he takes everything serious.
Strickland will beat you up. Like, even Strickland's manager, who is under the UFC, said, it's not worth it. Jake Paul doesn't sell pay-per-views. He doesn't sell anything.
No.
He sells everything to 12-year-olds. for his audience.
Yeah.
It's all young kids, so they're not paying for anything.
No.
He's fighting an actual real boxer this time.
Yeah. He's a real boxer that's 60 years old.
Well,
yeah.
And I give Jake Paul credit. Like, he's actually a good boxer.
He can fight, yeah.
He's got credibility, but, like, you're still fighting.
That's what I was waiting for. I don't know about that.
Like, I give him credit. I watched his videos and his documentary. Like, he's actually put in the work for it, but, like, I'm sorry. Tyson's still going to outwork you and not even put in half the effort.
I still feel like it's a money grab.
It's, 100%
I think the
is.
Whole Jake Paul, the Paul family, the whole picture of it is all a money grab.
Oh, 100%.
Bingo.
It's a money grab.
The one that I believe more is realistic is Logan Paul in wrestling. Like, but Logan Paul is a phenomenal athlete.
Yeah,
there.
He is. I give him that. Yeah.
So
in wrestling, it's way
So hold on a second. We got to introduce you because we got you on our show. We don't even know who you are.
My name is Mark Rusted. How you doing, fellas?
All right. But, we knew you were coming, Mark. So,
but Paul asked me if I wanted to join, and I agreed. So I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, awesome. Thank you for being on.
I'm a huge UFC fan.
So am I.
And I rented the last Sean Strickland fight.
Of course, yeah.
And I was able to record it and watch it back. He won the fight. He lost.
I thought he won too.
I thought he won. I don't. Those judges were watching something completely different.
Have you been to a couple of UFC fights?
He was a cage fighter himself.
Yeah,
I have not been to a professional UFC. Oh, really?
Of course.
What have you seen?
I've seen John Jones and Toronto.
You've seen Bones.
I seen John Jones and Gustafsson.
You did?
The first one where he should have lost that.
How good were your seats?
My seats were very good. Really? They were very close.
How did you pull that?
I used to live in Canada. I just took a plane to Toronto and got a ticket. That's pretty much what I did.
Oh, I am so jealous now.
I've seen also
the one I
Daniel Cormier against.
You saw DC against who?
I saw Daniel Cormier against the guy that died. What's his name? Anthony Johnson.
Oh, Rumble.
I seen him against Rumble. I've seen, I've been to four, so.
I would have liked to have seen John Jones versus Shogun for that title fight.
Shogun.
Because I love Shogun back in fucking
Shogun
Pride.
Shogun was the shit. Are you familiar with Shogun?
Yeah, very much
okay,
so,
Shogun.
Yeah. I just watched that fight the other night.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I watch him over and over again.
As soon as my kids are in bed, I'm on my phone watching old UFC fights.
I love it.
Mine is... I loved watching Don Fry fight in Pride.
Dude.
Yes.
Like, I'll date myself, but I love my favorite has still always been Rampage Jackson.
Yes.
From Pride
Times. Oh, from Pride Times, so yeah.
But, and watching him and Henderson fight was brutal.
Epic.
But Fry and Coleman was just, yes. I mean, that was just a bloody mess.
Anything Rampage Jackson, Pride,
this,
I'm
still
all over
the best
it.
To watch is Ortiz and freaking Shamrock just beat the shit out of him.
What was the name of that Asian guy that went head-to-head with Don Fry, and all they did was just beat the brakes off of each other.
I just watched that.
I can't think of his name. It's a difficult name to remember. But
that dude was a legit heavyweight. Like, he was a big boy.
He was a baller, and Fry wound up coming out on top. But, Fry's all man.
Yeah, but you look at Fry. He walks in the ring with his hat on, his cowboy hat on him. Yeah. Like that man would shoot first.
Fry used to eat punches. You punched Fry in the face, he was like, yeah, okay, whatever.
He reminded me of Hagar from Streets of Rage or whatever, or Zangief.
I always thought he was like the Jake the Snake Roberts of that whole world, because look at him, and like Jake Roberts would just go to war all the time.
Yeah,
Dan Severn got Fry into fighting.
Yeah, Dan Severn's a monster too.
He's a monster too.
Do you know he fought in East Grand Forks?
Sure, really?
Never
knew. No, was it East Grand Forks or Grand Forks? One of the two.
Really?
Yeah, he was getting old, right? Yeah. So it was kind of like we got the celebrity coming in or whatever.
Right.
And it was many years ago. But I had a buddy that I was watching that was also on the card. Was it
Wicks?
No, it was Garrett Thompson.
He said Wicks.
Yeah, Ben Wicks.
I don't know Ben. I know Adam though.
Ben actually does have a fight coming up.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Casey Gajewski.
Yeah, I think he's actually sporting GFBS.
I used to work and train with and spar and work out with Wicks. He's a lot taller than I am, but I still don't like boxing with him.
He's a big man.
Yeah. I have heavy hands, but I thought I had heavy hands until I let him hit me.
Yeah.
It's not fun. I've trained with Casey too, so see, I know both sides.
I quit doing MMA like close to 20 years ago.
I think I'm over 10 years in from done from MMA. I had two fights under my belt.
Last night I had a parents versus kids basketball game with my third grade son, and I'm sore. So I think that's
can't do
passed,
it no more.
I think that's passed me by.
That's all right.
You know, sorry. I think you just came up with a brilliant idea.
Start.
Parents versus kids MMA. Just ground and pound those little gremlins.
Well, you know, my kid fights. My kid does jiu-jitsu, and every now and then we spar, so he gets to punch his dad in the face. So that's a cool thing.
What belt have you achieved in jiu-jitsu?
Not me, my son.
Oh, your son does.
My son.
Oh, I thought you meant you did it together. My bad.
No, he does jiu-jitsu. I don't even bother to get on the ground. It's pointless. It's over if it goes on the ground.
He's got you, huh?
But if he's standing up, it's over. That guy's a wrap.
What's he good at? Elbows, ankles? What is it?
He's good at ankles, elbows, necks. He's just really good.
How old of a kid?
He's 24.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 24.
Well, so in my mind, I'm picturing my son who's in third grade.
No, he's 24. So, yeah.
I'm guessing he beat my fucking ass, too.
That's my baby. He's the baby. Okay. So, but, yeah, I mean, I love fighting. What do you think about this weekend, Sean O'Malley and Cheeto?
I like O'Malley.
Like O'Malley?
Yeah. But I think it's going to go the distance, and it's going to be a judge decision, and I don't trust those motherfuckers after what I saw with Strickland.
I don't.
Won that fight. I'm sorry. Can I go circle back to that?
No, we can go back. I thought Strickland won the fight also.
So he got a nasty cut that made him his appearance look like he was
beat. I watched the fight.
That there is no fucking way. They were watching something different than me.
Right. But you know how it is. Listen, you know they wanted Sean Strickland to win anyway. Okay, let's just make that clear. Sean Strickland's their little puppet guy.
Duplessis
won. Sean Strickland, they wanted Duplessis to win because they need that African crowd. They need that African crowd. They need that UFC Africa. That's important for the UFC. If you don't think in the UFC there's a little setups there for them to certain people to win certain fights if it's close.
I don't know.
It's setups, man. It's some setups. I believe that it's some setups there where people gotta win certain fights.
Yeah, but didn't they have who's the welterweight one?
That was Sean Strickland. He's welterweight, isn't he?
No, he's middleweight.
Welterweight is the champion?
No, he was.
Kamaru Usman?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kamaru Usman.
Yeah, isn't he South American?
Or no, he's African, but he's raised in America pretty much. I think he can still go over and draw a crowd. Him and Israel Adesanya, I think they can still draw a crowd, but I think Israel Adesanya may be done. I'm not sure.
Hey, before we try this adult beverage that looks so good, you know, there's a question of, you know, when you talked about your kid and, you know, going to the ground and getting twisted up and grappling.
Yeah.
You know, it's a question of, is a shorter person better at grappling or a taller person better at grappling? Just like, is it better to be shorter in golf or is it better to be taller in golf?
You know Shorter usually, right? But sometimes in uncompromising positions, the taller guy has an advantage to get out of something.
Yeah, but if
you see my transition there, right?
Yeah.
On your feet, on your feet, the tall guy's got the advantage in joint manipulation.
Absolutely.
On the ground, I think the shorter guy does.
5'9", 5'9", to like 5'11", down to like 5'8".
Yeah,
it's always they have better center of gravity. Their hips just work better, and they can sit down better.
But the most often manipulated joint is the elbow.
Right.
And if you're a shorter guy, you're going to naturally have shorter arms.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to pull as far, right, to try to manipulate your way out of it.
We're going to get back to this. We got to pay bills. Albatross, go ahead.
Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in around golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls in the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more, all on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around.
All right, we're back. So, Mark, your last name is Rustad, right?
Yes, sir.
Mark Rustad. So what do you do for a living, Mark?
I've got some commercial office spaces that I rent out, some apartments, and I used to be in charge of all the housing at UND. I resigned from that through Johnson Controls, and I'm also a Grand Forks County Commissioner.
Nice. There you go.
Very nice.
All right. Well, you know, commissioner, too.
Yeah, elected,
oh.
Yep.
Oh.
And what kind of beer do you like? Because what do we got here?
Well, it's not yet. Actually beer.
This is tea.
It's tea.
Oh.
Yeah.
These are, so Voodoo
Ring. Do I have to have my pinky up when I drink it?
I would appreciate it. Pinky up. No, this is so Voodoo
he's
Ring.
He's already got his junk tucked. So yeah.
Oh, I love it. No, Voodoo Ranger just released a 12-pack called Hard Charge Teas, and they're 7%. Their only goal for making these was to challenge Twisted Tea. But these are 7%, and they're boozy on the back end.
They are boozy on the back end.
The flavor is really well put together.
Actually, yeah, tastes just good. Like a tea.
It's just got a boozy aftertaste.
There you go.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, yes. Gentlemen.
In case you didn't notice, Mark, this is a beer show. This is the Brew Brothers podcast. We're all about beer. We, you know, we drink everything, but this is a beer show.
Yeah. Is tea really beer?
This is actually outstanding.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's good. So it is
because of the way it's made.
You'll try some stuff here that you won't. Is that at Happy Harry's yet? So it's just at Happy Harry's.
So there's a lemon, there's a peach, there's a half and half, and I got the bomb pop, the blue raspberry.
What's the one I just had?
This is the lemon.
Lemon.
This is outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
It's delicious. You could taste the boozy at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, the boozy part is pretty cool, yeah.
But they realize their only threat to making a tea, they just made a tea for a tea for the sake of it because it's another piece of pie.
It's actually good. I'm going to buy some of this.
Again, their only challenger is Twisted Tea because they're the kings.
Right.
And it's 7%?
Yeah.
That's fantastic because that's how guys get laid.
But and these are line and and at Happy's these are line priced with all the 12 packs of Voodoo Ranger.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Which one is that right there? Do they have a variety pack?
Yeah, they only come in variety packs.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Half and half lemon, peach, and then the blue raspberry.
Bop, bop. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy some later.
Yeah. You know, something funny? My wife just texted me. She goes,
"What'd she say?"
She goes, "Where are you at?" I go, "I'm doing a beer podcast." She's like, "Jesus fucking Christ."
She should have said, "Do you want me to pick you up?" That's what she said.
What she thought I was doing was buying buns to bring to the lake.
I mean, you'll probably pick this up with some buns.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you pick some of the stuff up with some buns on your way there. Yeah, so what's 7% on this, Alan?
Yeah, they're all these Voodoo Ranger. Hard charger.
Just give her a couple of these. You'll get some buns.
Yeah.
That New Belgium?
Yeah. I took care of that this morning, brother. I'm not a young man anymore.
Oh, God. One and done, right?
Yeah, well, it takes a little longer to recharge the batteries, I guess.
I tell these guys all the time, when it comes to the moment where I got to pop a pill, I'm in. I'm not there yet, but when I get there, I'm all in. I'm just, hey, honey, you want to hand me that pill on the counter there? Boom, done. That's it.
Jesus.
Going hard. That's it. Literally going hard. That's it. Anyway, we always float around. We go from beer to conversation, back to beer again. Strippers, strip clubs. We go everywhere.
Yeah, we go off the rails.
We go everywhere. But, I mean, it's fun. It's fun. It's a fun show.
As a first-time joiner to this show, I already can tell you like it, and it's fun. Got a question for both of you guys.
Shoot.
I'll start with you.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore of two things.
Shoot.
First, favorite MMA fighters.
Oh.
Number two, favorite stand-up comics. This is a fun conversation to have because it can go so many different directions.
Okay, so what? That's four people.
Four people that who
UFC is for me is pretty easy. It's going to be Anderson Silva, John Jones. Woo, Anderson Silva, John Jones. I'm going to go with Habib.
Ah, good one.
And I'm going to go. Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse. I knew you were going to say Mighty Mouse.
That's my guy. That's my guy. Mighty Mouse is my guy. He could do no wrong in my eyes. Oh. Mighty Mouse is...
Pound for pound.
Yes. Oh. One of the best fighters, transitions, sequences, everything. Everything he does is just so freaking smooth. You know what I mean? He's so smooth. And what was the other question?
Stand-up comics.
Oh, shit. Come on. I mean, I'm a New Yorker. I'm born and raised in New York City, so I'm going to go with Eddie Murphy first, of course.
Okay.
First and foremost, Eddie Murphy is nothing like him. And then I'm going to go Bill Burr. I really like Bill Burr. He's one of my favorites. He says shit that's funny all the time.
Reasons to hit a woman?
I love him. And then I'm gonna go with what's his name?
You're thinking of Dave Chappelle?
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Dave Chappelle for sure. Dave Chappelle for sure. And I'm from Brooklyn. I'm Chris Rock. Sticking with Chris Rock.
Great
my
list.
Guy.
Great list. How about you, brother?
Yeah.
MMA, I'm going with I'm gonna put him out there because he may be boring, but he's good. George St. Pierre.
I could have went there. I could have went there.
I liked him.
There's no wrong answers. That's the beauty of it.
No.
No.
I don't personally. I think he's good. I'm not the biggest fan of John Jones, to be honest.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No.
I like DC a lot. I'm going to pick him. And then.
DC. Yeah, I guess I could go DC on Mount Rushmore. I could see that.
I like Uriah Faber.
Ooh. You know what, though? He had a hell of a run.
The WEC?
Hell of a run.
He's a bridesmaid. He's a bridesmaid.
That's not
I like the California kid, but he's a bridesmaid.
Okay,
he's,
okay. And
as much as he gets shit on, but he gives it back, I love Rampage.
Yeah. There you go, Rampage. Nice. Hey, I can't argue with Rampage.
No.
I love Rampage, his personality, everything. I saw him one time in Vegas, but I didn't get a chance to meet him. But he seemed like a really cool dude. But he seemed like you just can't say hi to him and shit. That's how he seemed to me a little bit. So I just
I wanted to say Ortiz, but I can't pick Ortiz. He's too much of just a.
He's a douchebag.
Yeah, he's a dick.
I can tell he's the guy you say hi to. He'd be like, "Fuck off."
Yep.
Yeah. You, Paul? You even know? Do you even know UFC, Paul?
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. What you got?
Why would you think that?
I don't know. I don't see you watching UFC all the time.
He just untucked.
So, top two UFC?
Well, Mount Rushmore typically has four faces on it.
Yeah, oh, okay. So I got to go with you. Even though it is sometimes a little bit boring, but he is a tactical fighter, St. Pierre.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. GSP is a legend.
Yeah. And, you know, you can't be, and then Dan Fry, because if you want
to go back
show,
that far, yeah.
Would that be Don's brother, Dan?
I'm picking Dan over Don.
Dan over Don.
What did I say?
Dan
Fry.
Oh, sorry.
That's why.
No. And then Hoist Gracie, of course, just because, I mean, he would take on the biggest people on earth.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I'm a boring, though. Holy crow.
Yeah, but you can't deny it.
I feel like he was boring, but I also feel like George St. Pierre was boring, too.
Not as much as Hoist Gracie. Yeah.
No,
Jesus
not as much.
Christ,
as that.
All he did is lay in bed.
He's a cross sniffer.
Well, and then I don't know how good Hoist would have done if, because I think they eliminated being able to use your gi.
Yeah.
And he would choke people out with his clothing.
Yeah. He was a super smart fighter. Super smart.
I think I got one more, right?
Yeah, you got one more.
One more.
Yeah. That was Ken Shamrock.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Right. You know, just because he was just a beast to watch.
Yeah, so I lived in Canada in George St. Pierre's reign.
Oh, really?
So, okay. Yeah, my kids are Canadian. I'm Canadian and American. My kids are Canadian.
Sorry about that.
So I lived in there, and also I worked at a sports bar. It was called Four Plains in Winnipeg. And we could sit about 600 people, and it would be packed.
It's a sports auditorium,
right?
Not
it would,
a bar.
It would be packed 4 hours before
UFC
would start, and so George St. Pierre, he would pack the place. I mean, it was unreal. So anytime George St. Pierre was fighting, if you didn't get there, people got there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon to come in to have they sit down. One friend comes, and then when another friend comes, that friend goes home to change. That's how they did it. That's how they got everybody in the bar.
St. Pierre, if you want to see how talented the guy was. I mean, you know, as opposed to, you know, him being in the UFC.
Yeah.
Watch Captain America.
No, he's good, bro.
Like, dude knows how to throw kicks and do flips and all that kind of stuff.
He's an amazing fighter, bro.
Yeah, the guy is super talented. And you didn't get me my four comedians, by the way.
Oh, yeah, your four comedians. My bad. Oh,
I still got to go, too.
Let's go back to Adam.
You guys left off a huge elephant in the room on the
Okay, so I'm going Bill Burr, because I love Bill Burr, because I can relate to him so much, because I just – he's spot on about how stupid people are. And then Chappelle.
Yeah, of course.
And then I'm going to go Mitch Hedberg.
Ooh.
Brilliant.
Nice. Good, great comedian.
Yep. And then fourth. Maybe Sam Kinison.
Okay.
Well,
I can see that.
Going with Alan, the chalk. With the chalk.
Who you got, Alan, for comedians, Alan?
Chappelle for me, Bill Burr
course.
I don't know. I don't watch that much comedy. I wanted to get more comedy.
We forgot to leave out Biden.
We might as well throw in Trump too. Both of them. They're both jokers, yo. I don't know what's wrong with either one of those guys, yo.
I guess for what he was, I like John Candy a lot.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. John Candy, yeah. Is brilliant.
You look like you're about to explode over there.
I mean, we could do it.
I just can't believe that these two left off with one particular fighter. I'm just waiting to talk.
Give me a hint.
Mostly Pride.
Oh, okay. Oh, fuck.
You know, right?
I know yep. You left off.
Fuck. Oh, I'll give you my other one.
Go.
Robin Williams.
Oh, of course.
And I'll take brilliant. And I'm going to take Chris Rock, too.
Brilliant. Robin Williams is brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. He made that transition to acting, like, amazing. Most good comedians make the transition easy.
So
who you got? Who you got, Mark?
I'm going to start with fighters, okay?
Go.
And you're all going to just go pound the table when I tell you he left off.
We left off.
Fedor Emelianenko.
We did left Fedor off. Yeah, Fedor was an animal, a beast.
Oh,
yeah.
Left foot cemetery.
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Fedor.
So here's my Rushmore.
We might as well add Ryan Bader on that list, huh?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Not quite.
I'm just joking.
Not quite. Yeah. So my four MMA. Would be Fedor Emelianenko,
yeah,
Mirko Krokop. And I understand that one's maybe a little bit controversial because he.
I like Fedor even when I watched.
No, Krokop.
Yeah,
he never was a champion though, was he?
Of Pride? Oh yes.
Oh, he was a champion. Of Pride, right. He was
absolutely.
Just never in UFC.
Never. Yeah, he never UFC. Yeah.
And then I'm going with Bones, John Bone Jones. He just can't deny it. And then I guess if I had to pick
Butterbean.
Wow.
If I had to pick my fourth is got to be Mighty Mouse. It's just undeniable.
It is undeniable, man.
The only one I liked that was part of him was Rich Franklin. Oh. Rich Franklin was god dear good.
Oh, dude, Franklin was awesome.
The ace?
Yeah. I mean, come on, Franklin. I mean, he's one of the best for sure. I mean, but what Anderson Silva did to him, light work.
Yeah, but when he came from being a teacher.
Yeah. No,
he was like a math teacher, wasn't he?
Yeah. He's a smart guy.
It's the other one, Forrest Griffith, too, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they make a movie off of that?
Forrest was good, too.
Yeah. Right, Forrest? There's so many good fighters, man. Like, there's so many good guys that never became champion.
Well, Bonner, but he's passed.
Right.
Well, you think of some of the names that never even got mentioned out of the four of us.
I know.
And there's like just some murderers, you know.
It's a lot of guys.
Vanderlei.
Vanderlei.
Axe murderer.
Tony Ferguson.
You could take Dan Henderson.
Tony Ferguson at his best.
Dude, Dan Henderson.
Dan Henderson. Randy Couture. I mean, come on. We can go all day.
Oh, absolutely.
We can go all day. I mean, I'm like a UFC head. I love the UFC.
Jeremy Siddell.
I mean, even Lesnar had a minute or two.
He's in prison right now.
So Lesnar is, if you want to go that route for popularity, you have to give it up to McGregor, hands down then.
McGregor?
Popularity?
Yeah. I mean, he became double champion. Let's be realistic here.
He got so rich, he stopped trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to go outside of that, you take Robbie Lawler.
Lawler's a killer.
How could you not like Lawler?
That's a murderer.
Lawler's
he's a killer.
Lawler's one of those guys.
Did you hear about those protests?
Hey, we didn't get your comedians.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Oh, my comedians. Oh, sure. Well, obviously, Dave Chappelle and Bill Burr. I think Chappelle is the GOAT, personally.
Yeah.
I think he's greatest of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Burr is a close second. Joey Diaz. Dude, he's never done a special to my knowledge. If he has, I haven't been able to find it.
No,
he is, dude. You can't even listen to him like tell you about his day without if you have a full bladder or you will piss your pants.
Oh, that's
Joey Diaz is so good.
He's funny.
Yeah. And then I'll close it off with Ron White.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Ron White, good.
Best, in my opinion, the best storyteller in the history of comedy.
What do you think of Cat Williams?
Cat Williams is good. He just did a podcast with Rogan not that long
ago. I seen it. It was so interesting. You know why? Because they rarely spoke about comedian stuff.
Well, and the funny thing was they were talking about Joe Rogan brought menthol cigarettes and black people. I'm like,
yes.
Even Cat's like, that's some racist shit.
Yes, racist shit. He didn't say it. I watched the whole thing.
He's like, I can't even talk about that.
Yeah, I watched that. I watched the Joe Rogan experience with him. I watched it in spaces, and I caught that part. And I was like, ooh, Joe, you really tiptoeing on that line,
Even when Cat Williams went off, he called out every comedian under the sun. He put them on blast.
For
being punks.
Yeah, he did.
It was great.
I agree. I'm not a fan of like Steve Harvey's.
No,
and Cedric the Entertainer's. I'm not a fan. I'm not fans of them because I feel like they just kind of
I like
they save comics.
Bernie Mac was awesome.
Well, yeah, we know about that.
Yeah.
What do we get? What are we drinking?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, what are you drinking?
We're on round two of.
I already slugged it. It was good.
Which one is this one?
This is the second Voodoo Ranger. This is the Bomb more. Pop.
What's it called?
I'll the Bomb Pop. It's taking
communion.
Yeah. There you go.
Cheers, everyone.
Yeah, this reminds me of that drink that would be the red, white, and blue.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they made this. It's a Bomb Pop.
This is good, man.
Yeah. Again, good flavoring all front. Back end's a little boozy, but you get a little bit more flavor. But
yeah, what was that Bomb Pop? You take like a, not a Zima, but a Mike's Hard.
Yep.
And then you would mix it with.
They do it every summer. Like, they make it every summer. What is that?
It's like ice hole. Are you talking red, about blue,
at
and.
At the loft?
Yeah, they would make it like, yeah, so they'd actually put the.
Yeah, they just call them Bomb Pops.
Yeah.
But it's Mike's Lemonade with a, they have a long shot glass. They fill it with UV blue.
Right.
And then they top it up with cherry, grenadine, or not grenadine, but UV cherry.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I think it's good.
Yeah, these are good.
Yeah, you just get blasted off them because you're basically chugging, you know, two shots and a Mike's Hard.
Well, and now for me, so like our market, and like Sam Adams, we had a meeting with Sam Adams today, so they approached us with getting more lines of distribution out there for bringing Sam Adams back.
Right.
Because Sam Adams is a good beer, Boston Lager, but it's their 40th year anniversary of Sam Adams in general.
Love it.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go get more Sam Adams lines out there, put it back on tap with the market, and then we're going to keep Twisted Tea on tap with it, because Twisted Tea on tap is, or in general Twisted Tea, it's through the roof of the market everywhere you go around here. Like,
yeah,
on tap, you can't stop it. Like, anyone young to old, everyone likes tea on tap.
I'm surprised that you could even have it on tap with the carbonation of those things.
Well, there's no.
I mean, it's like the keg would be like a time bomb.
Yeah. Well, there's no carbonation to them.
Yeah, there's no carbonation.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, these are. It's just flat.
Okay. Tea. Ignore me. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Paul's retracting his previous statement.
Well, and even like
the Twisted Tea is really popular in the Bemidji area too. By the way.
You can't, and you can't stop it. Like the growth throughout the years has been through the roof. But like, now on tap, it's a game changer. Like it's. It doesn't matter.
Not yet. We got some beer coming. We got some real beer. Yeah.
He needs beer too.
We'll have more.
We got some real beer coming.
Chase it with something.
This is for hydration.
Are you a Bush Light guy too?
Yeah.
If you had a choice of beer, what would be your favorite type of beer?
I like a lot of beers. The problem is I drink quite a bit in a sitting.
Right.
And so I tend to lean towards beer that's mostly water.
There you go.
Because I can have a bunch of them and don't get all fucking.
Wasted.
Tore up.
Yeah, exactly. I get it. Well, we got the analytics. We got there. Let's try something new there. I don't know what you got.
You want to do? Let's transition to a sour.
Let's go a sour.
I love sours.
Yeah, this one's from
Kilter.
Canadian brewery up in Winnipeg. It's called Kilter.
This is probably one of my top five up in Canada for breweries that we can get hold of.
Yeah, they make great beer.
They don't miss. Kilter is a
they usually don't.
Banger of a brewery. Absolutely. So this is called Space Jam. It's a jammy, fruity beer.
Yep.
I'm going to guess blueberries, raspberries, blackberries.
Yep.
Just because of the color and the flavoring that pops out of it.
You know, on a side note, because we have Mark here, that's our guest.
Mark,
yes. So Mark, I don't know if you knew this, but Shannon over here, he works at the correction facility. And I think you have something to do with as far as the expansion going on there, so maybe the two of you could
be ready in 2025, I guess.
Get a little insight between the two of you.
Yeah, well, the county commission oversees the jail, sheriff's department, all those things, and I sit on that board.
Okay. Oh, you sit on the board. Okay. All right. I think I've been to a meeting or two. I sat in one time.
Burkholder reports to the county commission on all things going on, and I think that's Bob Ross's portfolio.
Yep.
But
actually Mr. Burkholder makes some really good beer actually too.
Does he?
He does. He makes amazing beer.
Motherfucker hasn't given me shit.
You should talk to him about that. Say, I heard you make some really good beer when you see him next time.
Yeah.
That guy's always brewing something at home.
I don't think he's a huge fan of mine because I wasn't in favor of the expansion because we can't afford it. So
You know what? Hey, you know what? If people getting their feelings about things going on around here, you know, it is what it is, right? I mean,
what's the expansion even for?
You could say no, right? You could say yes. I mean, for me, it doesn't change my life, but it definitely makes my life a little different because it's going to be more inmates. I get it. You know, we are overcrowded from time to time, especially in the summertime. I don't know what it is about jail in the summer, right? People all come to jail in the summertime. They
It's nice to get away in the summer and you know, get away from the hustle and bustle.
You think they want to be out in the summer and come back in the winter, right?
Well, I mean, if you're out and about, then by the time the weekend gets back, you can get back in jail.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, listen, we'll see what happens when the expansion is done, completed, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't affect my life.
I'm just curious because, I mean, working there, because you say it doesn't affect you, but so if you're overcrowded, then you're kind of overworked. But also if they expand,
right,
then you also have more work because now you have more people to deal with. So isn't that kind of a catch-22? Well,
here's my biggest thing about it. Okay, we could talk about this, right, Mark?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, here's my biggest thing about it. My biggest thing is this. We barely have enough people to work at the jail as is now.
Why don't you hire some of the inmates?
So how are we going to have more staff for that extra part? And how do you keep people? You know, we get a lot of young people. And I don't know if you know anything. You know about the market now. Young people from the ages of 18 to 25, they quit jobs and don't even tell you they're quitting. They don't even show back up to work. It happens all the time. It happens very often. And it's like an ongoing issue the time.
Or they accept jobs and don't even show up for their first day.
That too. Or they go through training. We put them through training for 5 days. They go through training for 5 days, and then they don't show up for their initial shift after that. So, I mean, it's hard to get people
probably
to show up.
Probably because they're showing up because they got arrested.
Maybe. Somewhere else, maybe. But, I mean, it's just, you know, I look at it like, you know what?
No, you guys made a mistake. I'm here for the job.
Shannon, happens. Shannon, where do you fall down on the potential of a inmate release work program?
The work release program? Honestly, don't like it.
Don't like it?
Nope, because we had serious issues with guys bringing stuff in and out. You could thoroughly check people, but people's just, you know, I call them keister bunnies.
What do they do? Put in their fucking asshole?
They're keister bunnies, and they do it on a regular basis. And
so they can, even if they come back in and had to spread their ass cheeks, they got it so far in there.
Some of them, yeah.
How long are their fingers?
I don't know.
Did you just send out the guys that have short fingers?
I've seen a guy... Release up from his buttocks about this
come
big.
Come on.
I swear to God, man. I swear to God. I've seen a guy who had some thing up his anal, his asshole, and it was about this big. It was about this big, and it came out. We watched him on camera just shit it out because he tried to hide whatever. We caught him right away, but still.
Might I ask what that was?
It was actually a little wider than this. It's like a capsule.
Wider than that?
It's like a capsule like with drugs in it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't believe, you know, Mark, you wouldn't believe some of the things that these people do that are in jail.
I'm still
to sneak stuff in. You wouldn't believe what they do.
I'm still thinking about, have you ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
Yes. Yes.
Now, Mike, imagine like somebody applies for this job.
Yeah.
Okay. They get the job.
Yeah.
They don't show up for work on their first day of the job, but they show up on the second day.
Yeah.
But they're an inmate, and they go to the guard or the interviewer, and he's like, oh, you made a mistake. I'm here for my first day of work. And then he gets out.
Gets
out. Well.
because they're like, oh, yeah, wait. Oh, you weren't arrested. You were just here for your first day of work. I mean, you know, I could see that happening.
Stranger things have happened, man. Strange things have happened.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm referring to an Idiocracy. He's arrested.
Right.
He's in jail, and the guard comes to him, and he's like, sir, there was a mistake. I'm supposed to be in the line to get out.
Oh, okay.
And the guard is like, oh, my mistake. And so he puts him on the get out line instead of the I'm going into jail line.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you got to watch Idiocracy.
It's a good show?
Yeah.
I watched the show.
Where you're living
I watched
right
Obliterated the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And that was it's like a soft porn or something like that. I don't know what's going on here. They were showing more of a vagina and penis than I've ever seen on Netflix before. I'm like, what's going on here?
Oh, sad.
I was like, what's going on here? I'm into episode 5. I'm like, oh, yeah, they went there.
Which show are you referencing?
Obliterated.
You got a little pussy on there.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Yeah, it's on Netflix. I was like, wow, okay.
Note to self.
Yeah.
How's that beer?
I haven't tried it yet.
It smells good.
Is this great? Is this grapefruity?
No.
I don't know if I like that.
What am I smelling? Pineapple?
Like berries, like tart. Like it's flat.
This is flat.
tardy.
It's missing something.
Yeah, it misses something.
This is an off batch. I don't remember it being this like thin too.
Yeah, this is not good at all. Hard pass.
Yep.
Hard pass.
Is it weird that I actually kind of like it?
I mean, pass it all to him now.
I'm not surprised here. Right?
This is as flat as Taylor Swift's ass.
Oh, that's pretty damn flat. That's pretty damn flat. That's very, very flat.
Oh, I like little asses.
That's good to know.
Tiny heinies?
Yeah.
Tiny
heinies. Like tiny heinies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, all heinies are good heinie, right? I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
I
Wait, you said tiny ass, right?
No, a little.
You said little ass. Yeah. No, I'm talking about a flat ass. There's a difference. There's a difference between a little ass and a flat ass.
Many people confuse the two. Yeah. I might be one of those people.
Yeah. How can you confuse
Does this get a lot of viewers? I don't know. There might be a recall effort for me.
Oh, you know what? Let me tell you, Mark. Let me tell you something. We've crossed all kind of lines. If we haven't been canceled yet, we ain't getting canceled.
That can't be a thing.
It can't be a thing. Cancel can't be a thing. Because trust me,
canceling's not a thing.
It only takes like 1,400 signatures to get me off the out of my chair, though.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Nah, it won't be that bad. I mean, Paul's still in a chair, so we're good.
Yeah. Well, Paul's not an elected official.
Not yet. Oh, not yet, but he will be.
How can we get some of these younger people to get on? I would like some younger people on that board to get on the city council.
On the county board?
Yeah.
Or the city board?
The city. Because I know downtown Youth Grand Forks, they're not very, like, aggressive at it, but
Nobody's throwing their hand up in the air. So like,
oh, really?
Because
I know it's a bunch of older people. Like, they just don't want progress.
What are requirements?
300 signatures and win an election.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So 300 signatures is not going to be on a board?
Yeah. Oh. Well, if you win, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know Mike Friedhoff's in Ward 5, which is my ward where I live. To my knowledge, he doesn't even have an opponent yet. Mike is a younger guy, great guy. He'll be a good representative.
I should go against him just so he wins.
You want to be the guy that gets zero votes?
Negative.
Because it's odd numbers this year at the city. So it's you know, 1-3, 5-7.
Can you be a convicted felon and get yeah. You good? Yeah. Oh, I'm winning for sure. Dude.
You can be in jail.
I guess I'm still good, too.
Currently, as long as you can figure out a way to get the signature.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's an election. It's the people decide. Yeah. So. Oh.
I love it. I didn't even know. I don't know about some of these things in town. I know there are elected boards for a lot of things and to approve things all the time in town.
Yeah. I was asked to run for county commission, and I agreed to, and there was, I think, nine people. Was it 9 or 10, something like that, Paul?
Yeah.
That ran on that board, and then there was a June election. They narrowed it down to, five or six.
Okay.
And then there was a November election for the rest of us.
Right.
That passed through the June election, and that's how it happened. I came in dead last of the winners.
I'm not gonna lie, I couldn't believe it when you won.
did I ever tell you the story? So we were at that election campaign event or whatever you want to call it at the ground round, and I was dead last, and so I was walking around shaking the hands and congratulating the people that had clearly won. You know, they already had check marks by their names, and
right.
All of a sudden, out of the corner of the room, I hear somebody, and no one's admitted to this yet, but somebody goes, "Holy fuck, fucking Rusted won."
Oh, my God.
And I still have no idea to this day who said that, but it was funny. And I looked up at the screen, and I'm like, dude, actually have a check mark next to my name. I'm like,
there you go. Well,
lock up the women and children, baby.
Anything's possible, right?
You got a budget hawk coming, so...
So as an elected official, you get a salary and everything like that?
Well, it's not a... salary. It's 22 grand or something.
Yeah, like you still work full-time.
Yeah, right. It's nothing you can live off of.
No. You go in there like once in a while to go do your...
Vote on some things, right?
It's beer money.
Yeah. Well, so you get a million emails and text messages... And phone calls from constituents, from bureaucrats, from all pleading their case for all the different decisions that need to be made. And so it's really what it amounts to is about a $1 an hour job.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a headache, but it somebody's got to.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm just looking for more people to get out here to get more. I know it's been beaten to death, but like, I know it's hard to get new business up and running, but like, just to cut the overhead per square foot and everything down to normal, or get someone to cut a break so like some businesses could start up and just give them a little bit of a break so they don't have to pay like.
I feel like you got 10, something 000, in mind because I
$10,000 overhead for a square foot a month is outrageous because no one can afford that for a new business.
Okay, is there a particular business that you're referencing or
we just had Vinyl Taco close,
right?
So which sucks, but like I'm tired of seeing like this. Like if you could get like a new bakery in town that's not Hugo's, I would. Like
good luck.
I know. I would really like that because Hugo's honestly. They're not that good. They're not that impressive.
So the county, what we oversee, it would not be things of that nature. What we oversee, the county commission, is people think because the city's in the county that the county's in charge of the city.
Oh, no, they're two separate things. Yeah I know that part. So I just know, like, I would like, I know, like, it's a different person I would have to, like, you'd have to pitch an idea to. But,
I mean, I
you have to budget, like, for the whole county.
The mayor is one of my best friends. Yeah. But we're overcharged of like gravel roads,
yeah,
bridges, snow removal, culverts.
Yeah, you see the bigger. You have to hit the more important things like during.
Yeah,
like
in the that. Outlying counties. Yeah. Not you know Grand Forks is a large part of the county, yeah. But you know in like the jail, the right. Sheriff's department, things exactly. like that. So yeah. We don't really get involved in economic development.
No, because you look at like parks and everything like that too, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. With the like Larimore Dam, yeah. I guess we are involved in, but like in the city, everything is in the city is the city's purview.
Okay.
So we don't really have. I mean, we can like ask them to do a certain thing, you know, like with the heroin needle exchange program.
Yeah.
We sent the city a letter asking them to tell the health department to extinguish that program. Okay.
Is that still happening?
Yeah, but they narrowed it down a little bit.
Okay.
So it was like you give one needle and you get 10. Now it's needle for needle.
There you go.
I like that. It's gotten better. I still don't think giving heroin addicts needles is a great idea. Well,
they give them methadone too.
they give them what's that stuff called? You spray in your nose the
Narcan,
something like that. Yeah, yeah. Narcan. Yeah. So they still get that. They still get like.
Narcan. Narcan's the stuff to bring you back when you die.
Naloxone.
Naloxone.
That's what it is.
That's what it's called. Yeah. Yeah.
And so they still get that. They still get like testing strips to make sure there's not fentanyl in their stuff. I'm okay with that.
Yep.
Because I don't want to see somebody die.
Nope.
But I don't want to propagate, you know. But we have really no control over it, right?
No.
Because it's a city-run program, even though it's county-wide. The county just contracts with the city.
Right.
And so it's the city that's in charge. And so the city did dial it back after the county sent that thing.
Okay.
But we don't have – it's funny because people think that we can just, like, wave a wand and make, like, major changes.
No, we can't. It doesn't work that way.
There's so many intermingling things, you know, between the state, the city, the county, and even the federal government. And then furthermore, even if you've got, you know, the city, county, state, or whatever, all together on something, you still got to get your counterparts to want to vote with you. And so, like, even the needle exchange thing, that only passed at a 3-2 vote. It was narrow margin.
Wow. Yeah, I was surprised that they let that happen around here. Needle exchange thing, I'm not very fond of it. I mean, I think it works well for bigger cities. But for around here, I think
I don't even see why it'd be a topic around here.
I don't know how it works well for bigger cities.
Man. That's what I'm saying. I think it's still a crutch. Like you're never fully off of anything.
Right.
You have to walk around dirty needles and human feces in many major cities.
Yes. They have areas. Listen, I'm from New York City, and New York City, big cities, and in Seattle and Portland. They have
even
areas.
Vegas. It's creeping into.
They have areas. It's so weird to see it. They have areas. I've walked through the area while they were all getting high, and they stayed. They got it cut off. They got the two blocks cut off. They only allowed in that area. They're actually high. They're doing their needles. They're like zombies. And then they put all their needles on the ground, right? And then some guys in these suits come by with this machine. Well, they're not walking. They're in the machine that picks up all the needles on the ground.
That's
the weirdest thing I've ever seen before. I was in Vancouver, Canada. They do it in Vancouver, Canada, and they do it in Seattle, Washington.
I'd rather spend more money
right.
and get these folks the help that they need to try anything you can try to possibly fix
when
their
life. When you talked about the needle to needle, like that to me makes sense. But like, you know, when you say you 10 and one, you get 10. So, you know, I knew people that owned rental properties, and when they got evicted, they'd go in there, and there'd be, like, a bunch of needles, like, in the stairway and shit.
You're talking to somebody that's experienced it a million times.
And and then you talk about going to, like, a playground, whatever it is, and, you know, they're trying to do it so, you know, you don't get an infection because you're sharing needles or anything. But what happens if somebody steps on one? So, I mean, isn't that...
Screwed.
I can elaborate.
Okay.
So the point that they brought forth to the county commission was that they're worried about the hepatitis in Grand Forks, okay?
So right here.
And so I found out that there's currently like 30 hepatitis cases in Grand Forks. So I don't think anybody in a 65,000 to 75,000 whatever it is, person town is pounding their fist on the table saying we've got to end this hepatitis crisis. And we will do so even at the risk of a young child in a playground stepping on a fucking heroin needle. If you're giving out more than you're taking in, to me, that's absolute dereliction of duty.
Yeah.
And I can understand one for one, fine. I can meet in the middle at that, but bringing in 10 and receiving 20 or 30, to me, that's absolutely insanity because you wind up with, so paint the picture where let's say I've never even seen heroin, but if I was a heroin user and the four of us, and you guys have never tried it, but I'm a big heroin guy. And all of a sudden I got 30 freaking needles and I got a little rock on me or whatever the fuck they call it. And I'm like, hey, I got some clean stuff. You guys want to try this for the first time? To me, that's like just almost propagating people trying it for the first time.
Yeah.
Because there's not as much risk. You're not going to risk getting AIDS or hepatitis if I can show you a needle that's inside of the plastic.
Right.
And I've got the filters. They provide them with every single thing except for the heroin.
Crazy. Anyway, pause.
Yep.
What are we drinking, Alan? This is the beer show.
Sorry. I made a weird foamy face. I made a weird face when I drank out of mine because I sucked down all the foam. And it was tart.
It was tart, yeah.
Yeah. This is
90s. My wife makes the same face.
That's fucked up.
It happens.
Hey, whatever.
This is 90s rock label. So this is a New England style IPA from Junkyard. It's hopped with Super Deluxe, Rick... Riwaka and HPC 586 hops.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
Yeah.
It's good for what it is, but again, I think it's another New England IPA.
Yeah, it's just another IPA.
It's another flavor.
I'm IPA'd out. You know that already. You know, I've never tried a Busch Light, actually.
Here you go, brother. Have you ever tried water with a slight beer taste?
They all tell
pretty much.
They all tell me that all the time.
There's a slight beer taste to that.
I've never tried one. I drink Bud Light, Coors Light. I like Coors Banquet. That's pretty good.
It's got toasty notes of beer in wrapped up inside of a Busch Light can.
I look at it, it just does, it's not appealing to me at all.
Yeah, this to me just tastes like every other one of them. There's nothing that separates
it's very,
it.
It's very citrusy and juicy. Which is for most part all New England IPAs. Junkyard does good at what they're good at what they do, but
I
think this is one of their misses. I'm not a fan of.
Yeah,
but
it's just a regular beer to me. You know, so
probably super expensive.
Another hoppy beer.
It's not as bad as Drekker still.
Yeah,
it was $17-$18 still, but it's still up there.
Yeah. I'm not paying that kind of money for this.
For four beers. $22 for some beer.
Oh, hell no.
$22 for four beers.
This is the only one I justified in buying because it's made with collaboration with Barrel Theory.
Oh, of course. They make great beer,
Fucking Drekker of all things, too.
Yeah, they actually collaborate a lot, actually.
They do.
Yeah, they do. I like their beer. Do you like dog beers, Mark?
I do. Yeah. I pretty much like, as you can tell, because I liked that one quite a bit. I pretty much like all beers.
We could crack one of those or the stout. I got a stout for you too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we crack a stout, see what that tastes like.
While you're cracking that, I'm going to use the little boys' room.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. Anyway, so as you guys can see, we got Mr. Mark Rustad here, and he's a county commissioner, so we trying to just delve into another world sometimes, and I think that helps, to know some things that you can do in a county, in a city. So I guess for that change, you really want, Alan, you got to go through the city.
That's fine. I'm okay with it. I was just really curious because I would just like, I know there's a ton of people I know that like, I know two of them that want to do a bakery, but it's fucking insanely overpriced.
Yeah.
To you know just start a business in general.
You should be a commissioner, Alan. If you run, I guarantee you can get thousands of people to vote for
you. I never even realized until just now that, being a county commissioner, I mean, you're going into like other cities like Larimore and everything because you're in the Grand Forks County.
Yes.
You know, I always thought it was just like Grand Forks.
Every little town in the area.
And it's so deceptive here because Grand Forks County is Grand Forks County.
Thompson.
Yeah. It's not like
Reynolds, all that.
You think that they would have like a different name for
it. Reynolds falls into Trail.
Is Reynolds Trail?
But why is Larimore in Grand Forks County?
It goes that far out.
It's 30 miles away, and that's in Grand Forks County.
What county is Hatton in? Is Hatton Grand Forks too?
Hatton
is that Grand Forks County?
No.
Oh, what county is Hatton in? I don't know. What county is Hatton in there, Mark? Hatton, North Dakota. What county is that?
Hatton? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But why would they call the county like something different? Like North Dakota East Region County or something,
I don't know.
Because it's really confusing. I mean, if you say Larimore is in Grand Forks County, so Larimore is part of Grand Forks?
Yeah.
Part of Grand Forks County.
Part of Grand Forks County.
But it's not part of the city. It's its own separate city. Yeah, so why is it in Grand Forks County? That's what's so confusing about it.
There's a line. There's an imaginary line around.
Yeah, so why don't they just say it like east, eastern or whatever mile radius county?
I know, North Dakota. Well, I know once I get up past on Highway 2 when I was doing Red Bull,
right?
I went out that way all the time, and I got to a little before Lakota and started to be Ramsey County.
Right.
That's a massive county through Devil's Lake and everything. It's insane.
Oh, yeah, Ramsey, Nelson, all that's over
there.
Then I got to rugby
and everything. It's just nuts up there.
It's a whole other county.
And then I go down to Harvey, New Rockford from a territory down there.
Yeah.
It was like,
Eddie County. New Rockford's Eddie County.
But I went through Steele. I went through a bunch of others. I'm like, there's so many
I'm getting
things.
Bored of talking about counties.
That's fair.
There has to be counties. Otherwise, the small towns wouldn't have any strong representation at the state level whatsoever, right? So if you just had Larimore City Council, Grand Forks City Council, and that was it, Grand Forks City Council would be able to bulldoze over Larimore all day long. And so you need a county board that can properly represent. Otherwise, your gravel roads would fall apart, the small bridges, culverts, things
like
that.
It's like an electoral college.
Essentially, it provides the smaller communities as well as Grand Forks, because we also represent, obviously, Grand Forks as the county seat. Yeah. But it makes things more fair for people that don't live in the county seat.
Cool. Well, what are we drinking, Alan?
So since we're switching from county to county, we're switching from beer to beer.
Okay, cool.
So what you brought us is another one from Kilter, which I think is good, too. It's called S'more Scout, and it's a s'mores, not a pastry style, but it's got enough lactose in there to give it that nice flavoring of a nice. So it is sweet, toasty, chocolatey, but brewed with marshmallows, cacao nibs, graham crackers, smoked malts, baking spices, milk, sugar, and vanilla with lactose.
It's Canadian stuff here.
This is on point.
It's good, right?
This is on S'more point. Scouts.
S'more Scout.
But if you took white chocolate and you rimmed a glass with graham cracker with that and poured this in there, I'd probably Light it on fire and toast it myself.
This may be the smoothest, really dark beer I've ever had. This is good.
It's a stout. S'more Scout stout. Yeah, it's a really good beer.
Again, this is one of my top fives. One of my top fives from Canada.
It doesn't surprise me a bit. This is.
They do everything. They kill everything they make. They have ha 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 or whatever. It's a Mexican chocolate stout. And it is chocolate chilies, Chocolates and chilies.
Got one for you too.
Yeah, God, this is good.
Yeah, they make great beer. They make good beer.
Yeah.
Probably one of the better places up in Canada, in Winnipeg. They have about, I don't know, what, 20 breweries up there.
Yeah.
And they have tons of stuff going up there with the breweries all the time. I think it's a great place for beer. I always grab a bunch of beer when I'm up there. Bring a bunch of beer back. I mean, there's quite a few other breweries that make really good beer, but Kilter, Dublin May Care. Yeah.
Torque,
OGC.
You still need to bring me back that jug that you had that one time.
What jug?
It was like a giant jug of beer, and it was really good.
Oh, I got that from that's from Minnesota. You're talking about the jug you took home?
Yeah.
That's Fat Pants.
Yeah.
That's over in Chanhassen, outside of Chanhassen, Minnesota. That's a really good, great. That was the Monkey Grinder.
Yeah, the Monkey Grinder.
Grinder. That's good, huh? It's IPA. That's their number one selling beer there. So, this is
outstanding.
You like it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We try to just bring some good beer. We've had it before.
This one could get me in trouble.
Oh, yeah. A couple of these would definitely get you in trouble. Yeah.
Yeah, we make you shit like a goose.
Eh, well, it depends.
So the nice thing is, and the nice thing you see about a bunch of beers.
Paul, you haven't shit solid in 20 years.
Fair enough.
There you go.
So the one thing I love about like all these beers is that like flavors like this. So I have an event going at Jail Beers, and it's running, I think, sometime in the middle of March, and it goes all the way through the end of June.
Yeah.
And it's me and Jail Beers against the rest of the Jail Beers around Fargo and everything else.
Oh, nice.
So we're in competition mode and we partnered up with Sam Adams, so we're going to have, like, Twisted Tea on tap. We're bringing back Sam Adams Cherry Wheat on tap. That's nice. Amazing.
That is amazing.
We're going to bring out their Blueberry Rosé Cider.
Nice.
And we're going to bring out some other ones from them, too. When I used to manage the bar here in town, Aurelius, I put Cherry Wheat on tap. I was the first one to do it. And I always mixed it with I topped off with Guinness for 50-50 for a chocolate-covered cherry.
Right.
Or I would use it to make a cocktail, and I would make about half ounce of maraschino cherry liqueur with 3/4 ounce of Kahlua or chocolate liqueur.
Right.
And it was a chocolate-covered cherry beer. That went from being $5 to $10 immediately.
Oh, wow.
But it was worth it.
I like it.
So and the thing I love about this is with Sam Adams now at Jail Beers,
right,
this competition is going to be a killer cutthroat moment where I'm going to be helping Alex here pick a fight with the gal out of South Fargo because I think she's my only threat.
Right.
Her name is Lexi.
Right.
And she's got another salesman in Fargo who is just like me, except for he is a redheaded version of me.
Okay.
We're both insanely smart, and we both like to win.
Exactly.
So it is going to be fun for us to pick a fight with each other. So
I love it. When's this going on? March when?
Sometime middle of March when I get the kegs.
Okay.
But that's when that starts, and if you guys would love to come out and help me kick the crap out of South Fargo Jail Beers, I'd appreciate it.
Just punch him in the larynx.
I would if I could. I can't get down there and fight her.
Alan's voice is shot there, Mark, so he doesn't always sound like that.
Yeah.
You ran Jail Beers?
No, I...
Aurelius?
I used to run it, yeah.
How's Josh doing?
I haven't talked to Josh in a while. I miss him. He's flying around doing a bunch of random things.
Dan Sampson is one of my closest friends in the world, and that's his property that bar sits in. Yeah,
I wish they would let that and change everything in there. Like, I hated the color scheme in there. Like the ceiling, that salmon is disgusting in there.
Isn't it copper?
It's copper, but it's painted over.
Oh, it's painted over copper.
It looks like salmon.
Because you can't even get a cell phone signal.
No,
that's what's so great about it.
Yeah. I love it. I love
your girlfriend can't get a hold of you.
I love it down there, but I would like them to change everything about it, like make it like how I had it with all Irish music and stuff like that.
Says Paul that has a wife.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Paul says some really strange things about his wife on this show, but his wife doesn't listen, right?
I hope not.
I hope not. Yeah. Well, he's still here. He's not divorced, so he's doing well right now. Yeah. Because, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Paul goes in. No, we know all about Paul's relationship.
I had a good relationship with Josh too. He's awesome. He's very smart. He's always like a few steps ahead of everyone, trying to think of new things all the time.
No, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
I could literally have like a contact on my phone that said side chick.
Yeah.
And my wife would look at it and laugh.
Yep.
She would?
Yeah, because she knows that that's not a thing.
Well, she's seen it. She's seen his nose length pecker.
Oh, wow. She's like, I'll keep him. You know, he's worth the side shake. Yeah.
Yeah. You should, it ain't happening. I have no outside life.
That's all right. Hey, listen. You know, marriage is not the end all. All three of you guys are married, so.
Yeah.
You know, and that's fine.
Me for the second time.
Oh, you got, this is wife number two?
Yeah.
And you got little kids.
I got, well, we're kind of like the Brady Bunch.
Oh, shoot.
So she's a little older than me. She's got four kids from a previous marriage. I got two from my previous marriage. So there's six of those motherfuckers from ages fucking 25 to fucking six.
Jesus Christ. You got little kids too, right? You got little ones.
Yeah, mine are little.
How are you doing it, man? I don't know. You in your 40s or 50s?
Oh, Jesus. I wish you would have said 30s or 40s. But yeah, I just turned 42.
See, I'm guessing he's in his 40s. He said he got a 25-year-old. She got 25. Who's your oldest? 25.
That's her kid. Yeah, that's from her previous marriage. So all the older ones are hers and the younger ones are mine.
Okay.
So that's not bad. We got them in groups of two. There's two in their 20s, two in their teens, and then my two littles.
That's all right. And Paul got four.
Makes for an expensive motherfucking Christmas. I'll promise you that, sir.
Oh, shit.
My kid's older. I just. Hi. How you doing? Hey. Hey, finally a cute little kid at the window.
She's about the age of my daughter.
Yeah.
Is that one of yours?
She kind of looks like my daughter. Yeah. It isn't her, I don't think.
Well, maybe something happened at some other time. Who knows?
I got one of those faces, Shannon.
She really wants to come in and hang out.
I know, right? She keeps coming to the door.
And that kid did not have a big head.
No. We've had some kids that wasn't very good looking there, too, Mark.
Ouch.
Yeah. You know, people always like, oh, my kid's cute. He's the cutest kid. No, he's not.
Yeah. That Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's about as much as you can't stop watching. It's like Elaine's dancing.
Exactly.
Little kicks.
Yeah. Exactly. I missed that show, man. Jesus. We didn't say Seinfeld either. He's a funny guy.
Dude. Comedian. You know what? His comedy, the reason why I didn't put him on my list,
yeah,
I've different. Seen him in live. He will have you in stitches the entire time.
Yeah.
He does not say, you could bring a 7-year-old to his shows.
Yeah,
not,
you can.
There's not one cuss word. And I personally find cuss words to be hilarious in the right, you know, context.
So he's no Pat Sajak?
No, he's kind of like Bill Cosby humor, but Bill Cosby, you know, you can't without the raping. Without the raping, you know. Allegedly, we don't know yet. Did he get convicted?
I think he did.
How did he get out of jail so quick? How did he get out of jail so quick?
He's Bill Cosby.
Yeah,
come on.
He gave him all pudding.
That's fucked up. Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't care about Bill Cosby. You know, I never liked Bill Cosby.
Because he was on Epstein's list?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think we talked about the Epstein thing. I'm from New York City. I don't know how Epstein died in that very secure federal facility. I don't buy it.
Oh, he's murdered.
He was murdered, for sure.
Yeah. Look, all I'm saying is if we wanted the good dad and we didn't want Bill Cosby, we wanted Carl Otis Winslow from Family Matters.
There you go.
Oh, Carl.
Yeah, Carl Winslow.
The guy from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No.
The dad.
Fresh Prince? What are you, nuts? Prince?
No.
The dad. He's from freaking Carl. Family Matters. No.
Those are both Carls, but Carl's...
Family Matters.
They're not Carl.
Family Matters.
Yeah. Carl's from Family Matters. There's a different Carl. That's the butler.
No. But I'm thinking of Uncle Phil.
Carlton is the
Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil.
Yeah,
Uncle Phil was a great father figure.
Yeah, Uncle Phil was good.
You know, the best father, I actually believe Saget was murdered too, but his show Full House or something like that?
Bob said he was a good dad.
He was the,
I thought Archie Bunker was the best.
He was the filthiest comic in history.
That's why I made that comment.
Full on terrible.
Oh, dude.
He held no punches.
I watched one of his specials and he said, so he goes, a lot of people ask me what it was like to work with the Olsen twins. And he goes, I forget exactly how you worded it, so I'm going to massacre this. Okay, but he said something to the effect of, I'll use a movie title for my answer. There Will Be Blood.
Oh, wow.
And that was in his special. He left it in his special.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he would have been canceled. He would have been canceled with this culture right now.
Well, he was canceled with something to the back of his head in a hotel room.
Yeah.
he got permanently canceled.
Yeah, he was motherfucking canceled big time.
You looking at the clock? You got
Paul got 10 minutes.
Paul
got
to go pick up his kids.
Although Ivel says, if you're looking for just a fun but weird uncle, I will give it to Fraser. I'll give it to Niles.
Niles Fraser?
Niles Fraser.
Yeah, Niles Crane.
You know, I can't believe you just said that. The first time I ever seen that show was fucking last night.
I love Fraser. I grew up with it.
I've never seen it until yesterday.
Oh, it's so good.
But I don't think he's an uncle because, did he have kids in Fraser?
No, he didn't. But if you wanted an uncle, he would be the one you'd want because he's the...
And he had that little fucking Jack Russell Terrier or whatever.
Eddie?
Whatever. Yeah, I just saw one episode. Yeah. Literally the first time I've seen it.
Yes. Oh, it's such a good show.
I can't believe you brought that up.
Yeah.
This is bizarre.
I grew up with all these shows, like News Radio with David Spade on them.
I like that.
And Joe Rogan on there.
Yeah.
I grew up with all those.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I don't know where this conversation has gone.
Well, the other one, too, if you haven't seen it, Perfect Strangers with Balky.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. Yeah. My mom and dad used to love that show.
It's so good.
Yeah. That is a good show. What we got over there, Alan? Anything else? You want to try the Mexican one?
Let's go to Mexico.
Let's go to Mexico. This one's called Ha Ha Ha.
Arriba!
This is not Denora from Mexico.
we got a Mexican friend named Denora.
Oh, this is why we can't have nice things.
Here you go. It's all right. This is over there, right?
Hey, he was prepped and ready.
Yeah.
Paul, you're on point here, Paul.
Yeah, not my first rodeo with this show.
You like the bounty guy, the cricket picker upper.
Just clean up your snot rags, according to the chart there.
Oh, you said snot rags. That wasn't me. That was not me. But I'll get some snot rags.
No, you just... Oh, somebody took it down. Never mind.
Oh, it was a note there?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Nope, don't get that on his ads. Oh, my goodness. It'll be the end of the world.
Oh, yeah, John will go. He'll go crazy if you get... Something on his ads here. But, I mean, they're in like plastic now. They're good.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Why? Why? What happened?
So John will take it in the ass, just not on the ads?
Oh, God.
What happened with the ads? That's all right. Oh, so this is the ha-ha.
Oh, he's got them freaking laminated now. When I was doing this shit, it was just nothing but a notebook with a bunch of fucking writing I could hardly understand.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah. So what's the side of this Mexican stout, Alan?
So this is another one from Kilter.
2024 lamination came out.
So from Kilter, we got another one. It's a Mexican stout called Ha Ha Ha, which is from what our buddy Joe told us, the J is pronounced H.
Yeah, the J is pronounced H in the Mexican language. So it says J-A-J-A-J-A, but it's Ha Ha Ha.
It's like saying hi. Good.
Can I interrupt you real quick?
Yeah.
So do either of your kids... Or any of your kids enjoy Lululemon clothing?
No, because I'm not buying that shit.
Yeah,
I have buddies who wear Lululemon, and that is expensive.
So hey, ready?
So
I wear Lululemon.
You do?
I got Lululemon, the ABC pants. So, amazing.
So do you know why they named it that?
Oh, it's because who made it couldn't pronounce. He wanted no one to be able to pronounce it.
He thought it was hilarious. That and this is verifiable.
I know the story. I just don't remember it.
It's verifiable. He thought it was hilarious that Oriental people couldn't pronounce L's.
Wow.
And so he named it Lululemon.
So how does the Asian say it?
Rururemon.
That's fucked up.
Because they don't have an L in their alphabet. They can't help it, right?
That's fucked up, yo.
And so it was just purely his sense of humor.
For now, I'm going to pronounce it.
His completely racist sense of humor. And he invented like an enormous company. I mean, I have spent countless dollars on that.
Really? I love Lululemon.
But it's
I got Lululemon sweats. I might actually
have to buy some now.
Yeah. I got some shirts. I got pants.
It's good material. It's good stuff. But like when you see a pair of pants for like $120.
Yeah, but the quality.
And I can verify this because I went to school and my minor was in Japanese and I hung out with a bunch of Japanese exchange students.
Yeah.
And my name was Paru.
Wow.
Well, they don't have that letter in their alphabet, so it's not nothing against them. They just don't have it. So it would be like some brand new letter that none of us knew how to freaking pronounce.
True.
And so he found that funny. And I guess in today's like PC culture, maybe that's considered insensitive. But I personally still find it sort of
it's hilarious.
I'll
take 10 Ruru.
When I lived in Venezuela, my name wasn't Shannon. It was Channy. Channy.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, Channy.
Hey, going back to this, though. So this is really good. I got a tequila in Cabo that was like a chocolate tequila.
Yeah.
This tastes exactly like it.
This is wildly good, too.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Mexican stout. Woo. One of the best, actually, right, Al?
It's one of the more balanced ones I can find.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
Yeah.
Well, this is tight.
It's tight, right?
Yeah, this really is good. Yeah.
Mexican stout. This is Kilter again. Kilter, they don't really miss. That's why I was surprised that the Space Jam wasn't that good.
As tight as the Olsen twins.
I think the Space Jam.
was all right. That was all right.
Hey, they're old enough now, so they can get it now. So it's all good. The Olsen twins, you know. Back then they couldn't. Now they can. Yeah.
Oh. This reminds me of Common Sense Uncensored back in the golden days.
Oh, yeah. We really have no filter, right? I mean, it's a beer show, but we always turn it into something else. And it's nice to have other people here.
This is the same thing as us watching like Headbangers Ball in like the late 90s, 2000s, After Hours, like for MTV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
all
yeah,
the,
yeah.
You could see all the good videos you wanted, all the dark anime you wanted.
Yeah.
Like Eon Flux and everything like that, Spawn and all them. And Beavis and Butthead, you could see all that.
What would you say? We got to wrap this up.
All right, so in closing, what's your favorite kind of porn?
Wow. GoDaddy.com.
I mean, my favorite kind of porn? One guy, two girls.
Paul?
Go.
Girls.
Just girls on girls?
Girls on girls.
You don't want to see wiener?
No, I'm good.
Come on, you cuck. What do you like, Alan?
I'm going to pull an old school. I like Girls Gone Wild.
Girls
You dipped way back at the casting couch, right?
Yep.
There is no job.
How about
It's where you had Loveline starting up.
You can't escape it, Mark. What do you like?
Casting couch.
Oh, yeah. Casting couch? Oh, casting couch is awesome.
I just felt uncomfortable saying hentai.
Wow.
I can't believe they keep asking me back.
That's all good. Well, this is episode number 24.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted. We got twisted. Don't get it twisted. It's Brew Brothers Podcast. I'm Shannon Shell. That's Alan.
I'm Alan.
Alan Kirkby. Mark Grand Westhead. Parks,
County Commissioner Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Paul, the producer. Yo, we want to say we're out, man. We appreciate you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you in a week or so.
Yeah.
All right, later.
Yeah, now we have the afternoon after hours.